Geraldine Brooks has honored us with her presence here on The Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula. Bill Russell has just brought up the subject of the aural, A-U-R-A-L, versus the written, as in literary.
Aural, not aural.
Oh, aural is to listen?
Yes.
Aural to aural. Speak, the well, spoken culture? I think that the difference is not so much about how the information is transmitted, it's what is it. And I think that aural culture is where story is important. Are just as likely to experience the flights of imagination, the questioning, the wanting to know more. It's about story to me, not about the mechanism. I think our storytelling in our visual culture is getting a little impoverished. If you've been to the movies lately, we seem to want to tell the same kind of stories over and over again. But I don't think the Greeks had any trouble with raising questions of authority, and Homer being the great exemplar of great storytelling that was transmitted for many, many years orally.
Generations, over countless generations.
Millennia!
Millennia!
Several of them. Well, I do think of Julian Jaynes in this context in the Origins of Consciousness and the Breakdown of the Bicameral Mind, which does go to this subject.
Which was not a bestseller, nor did it win a Pulitzer. but it's a deeply interesting story because it's about how did the human brain evolve to come to where we are.
Well, and these are substantive discussions, because, particularly in America, where our education system is not working well.
Broken.
To put it generously. There are lots of contributors to that. Obviously, television is a challenge.
My kid is in the public school. And it is a fantastic school. So I think we generalize too much. This school is doing a wonderful job of getting kids where they come in, including immigrant kids who don't have any English when they arrive. But I tell you what, they're reading and writing beautifully when they leave. So I think that we're too hard on our public schools. It depends on the support that they're getting from their local communities.
Absolutely, and we could do a whole lot more of that instead of simply testing children out of existence. I want to really conclude my thinking about what you've done to get a sense of what do you get up in the morning thinking when that blank page is still ahead of you? Is there still a joy to getting up and saying, ooh, I get to write today?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to get to my desk. I get very churlish when I get interrupted and distracted.
So to what are we looking forward?
You mean that's your little
books?
Story about having to go downstairs and get the express package is representative of
your own? Absolutely, I'm afraid. Yes, at that point, Hannah Heath is entirely speaking for me.
Well, you have introduced us to amazing people, both of the book and people of your imagination. Thank you. We look forward to you coming back.
Thank you.
People of the Book brought us together with Geraldine Brooks, but not before inhaling deeply of her other fiction, including Year of Wonders and March. All are gripping, poignant, great stories, great literature. We look forward to much, much more from this extraordinary writer, and we thank her for being with us. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.